Stephen Burton, still concussion. Mike Brown, shoulder. Geno Hayes, knee. Both those guys, as well as Burton, did not practice. Roy Miller, I'll tell you exactly what's going on with him. He has a coach's day off once a week, just with his shoulder. And we decided to give him 2 days off with his shoulder. But we anticipate him playing. You know, so it's kind of a we just said his shoulder's the same as it always been. We're just going to see if 2 days off, how much it helps it. So that's where we're handling with that. Okay, but other than that, good practice. Another real good tempo practice, challenging practice. I love the way our guys are competing out there. I see them, the offense and defensive line were working together on some games and twist games. And after every one, they would talk, and the defensive line was talking to the offense line. Here's how we're trying to attack you. And, you know, good, just really good communication. Each guy's challenging one another and helping get better. So that's exactly the atmosphere you'd hope, you know, and it's getting done. Well, I'll tell you what, it's always good to get reps. It always is. Because, you know, just even though we're not in pads, get in your stance, make sure you get low, you know, all those reminders that you have, you know, working off one another, if you're going to do some games and things like that, you know, all those things are good. So he is missing out on that, but the upside outweighs that.
What exactly is wrong with Geno's knee?
Well, he has some swelling in there. And he aggravated it a little bit, I guess, not to any bad extent, but I think it's just something he's going to have to deal with.
It's not like a sprain.
Yeah, sprain. You know, I know they talked about that, but I think it's, you know, some things in there, like Mike says, it's aggravated. And that's why the swelling occurred. So we're letting that swelling calm down. We hope to have both him and Mike Brown, our fingers crossed, practicing tomorrow.
Getting Rackley back, how good was that?
It's good.
Full, and I guess Puz was full today.
Puz was full. Yeah, Puz looks great out there. Same with Will. Took a majority of the reps, and you know, he looks good. Looks good.
So with Brown, you have your four receivers in for Sunday.
Yeah, if he can. You know, Vito, we'll see. I think tomorrow will be a big, you know, tomorrow's meeting with you guys after tomorrow, I think will be, tell us a little bit better where he's at.
If he can go, we have to activate.
Then we'd have to activate.
Practice back.
Yeah, that's right.
Is his injury, obviously, it's a little different than what Cecil went through?
Yes, it is different. Yeah, it's Will Blackman and Mike Brown's injury are similar. We felt like Will Blackman's ahead of the game. But talking to Mike today, he made good progress today. It felt a lot better.
Is it more of a pain thing than anything?
Yeah, I think it's he can't do any more harm unless it got hit again right in the exact spot. But, yeah, he'll have to deal with it. Theirs is just, you know, the range of motion are the issues we're dealing with, both of them. And obviously at wide receiver, there's more of an issue than at defensive back.
Because of the success you had on the fourth down play Sunday, how aggressive do you think you'll be in the final
games on fourth down? And we converted on fourth downs more than we've converted on third downs in some occasion. But I think throughout the whole year, if the opportunity presents itself on fourth down, we've been a team that has, if the opportunity is right, that, we'll look to go for it and challenge our guys in those situations. So I don't know if it was just that last week. Last week just presented the opportunity for a big play because of a busted coverage or missed opportunity or a missed assignment.
There's a lot of numbers that say that coaches should maybe be more aggressive going for it on fourth down, but where do you kind of stand on what?
I would say we probably lean more on the aggressive side. On the aggressive side. So, you know, anytime we can extend the series or take that, if the numbers show it, and, you know, a lot of it isn't just based on the NFL numbers. We have to look at our team versus a team we're playing, you know, their level and our level, and trying to match that up. And that's where it's, you know, more involved with analytics.
You have to be 4th and 2, why not go for it all the time?
Well, it depends on where it is. You know, if it's backed up on your own 8, then you'd be really aggressive, Vito. But, you know,
from say past the 25.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, based on how I think it's, and there is something to be said about a feel. You know, I don't think last week, Vito, to be honest with you, going into the game, If you would have presented with that situation for me, what we have done? It probably would have said, no, let's punt the ball based on who we were playing and the game plan. But at that time, I just felt like we needed to take that chance. We needed it. It was close enough, out of bad field position. And, I think it was a good risk. And even if it didn't, it wouldn't have worked out.
That's, I mean, there's a lot of thought to it.
There's a lot of thought to it. Now, there is a lot of thought to it. I mean, I have meetings with our guys on Friday, and then again on Sunday we review it. So there is a lot of thought that goes into it.
The analytics say go for it most of the time.
Well, it depends. They're pretty good. They're probably more leaning to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the situation behind Mojo? Are you satisfied with that?
I think that you'll see maybe Tomlin get a few more opportunities. And Justin Forsett, you may look to see him get some opportunities in there. So I think we really found out that we have to get the run going. And to do that, we want to keep guys fresh or have fresh guys in there. So that'd be something to see if we can, work that out within those guys.
You'll have a certain number of reps. You got to have Mojo to have this number of reps.
No, I mean, obviously he'll have the majority of them, but we'd like to spot those other guys in there as well.
Is Denard taking a step back then?
No, but, I think, you may see him a couple reps in there too. Really all those guys are going to get some sort of opportunity going into the game. Now, that's the plan going into it. Well, I would not have been able to say that last week.
Is that also partly just looking?
Yeah, I think so. I think just to see, with Mojo, he does get a lot of the carries. One of the things we looked at was throughout the NFL, you're seeing teams go with, one lead back and then another back might get, five or six reps a game in order to keep the number one guy fresh. And we haven't been doing that as much. So that's something that we're looking into.
Well, first you have to run the ball enough.
Well, right. And it might be where if we do that, maybe he's fresher and we get more production.
At some point, don't we start wondering, is Mojo the same guy?
Well, I think as we look at it, Vito, there's some times where, with the offensive line, maybe there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the running back's fault. And then there's opportunities when there is something there and we have to – we have to capture that. So I think there's give and take. It really, when we say all 11 are involved in the run game, that's what we're going through right now, is we're trying to get all 11 consistently doing it, and then let's see. And we're not there yet.
I don't know if you ever looked at film him 2-3 years ago. He used to, disappear in the middle of the pile, and then the whole pile would move about 5 yards.
Yeah.
We've
seen flashes of that, uh-huh. Right, during the season. You see flashes of that happening. And, again, at this point in time in the season, I think, it's worth to look into it and see for us.
You guys haven't drawn a lot of fines, but we're seeing a lot league-wide on plays that probably would have been clean hits a few years ago. There was an incident.
Right.
San Francisco and New Orleans. How difficult is that teaching these guys?
It is. I know the position coaches spend time on it, showing them clips, each week of things that are occurring in the NFL so they get a feel for what's being called. And a lot of time was spent in training camp, the launching point and the aiming point. Every Thursday we talk about affecting the quarterback. There's clips on what we can and can't do. So it's a constant teaching of the principles that are, been brought up by the NFL. So it is challenging because sometimes those situations are bang, bang, and they happen quick. But I think, what you have to do for the players is at least show them what's being called.
Statistically, they're number one in defense. How can they lose 8 games in a row with the best defense in the league?
Well, they're, sometimes, special teams or fumbles or, they're giving up the ball, the other team's scoring on defense. But they are. They're playing hard. And J.J. Watt, like we mentioned on Wednesday, is very disruptive. They've had some injuries, and anytime you have some injuries, it'll affect the defense. And I think they've rallied around that, and they're trying to get back to the level where they played earlier in the season.
Is their pass defense really better than their run defense, or is it just because people are running on them a lot? They're not throwing on them.
Well,
they're number one in pass and 23 in run, so it's kind of screwed.
Yeah, and I think it's the stats are misleading to me, because what you see on tape, and they're probably battling. They've got a couple of young safeties back there, mm-hmm. And at times you go through some of the growing pains because of that. They hit Rashad on the run play. He just broke a tackle and broke it for 80 yards. But at the point of attack, they were there. So, you know, some of the same things that have happened to us have happened to them.